Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The center fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lou Kretlow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lou Kretlow. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Robinson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mullen. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kretlow fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Kretlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kretlow strikes out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Wirtz fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wirtz. Gallen goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Trout covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Berry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Mullen moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wertz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Wertz moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wertz moves to third. Kell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a line drive towards short. Juiced catches it and throws to third to double up Wertz. Two outs. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Neil Berry. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Lake now playing second base. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Pat Mullen now playing left field. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Juiced hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Robinson fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first for the double play. Juiced moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callaway scores. Campbell moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball towards center. Chapman catches it and throws to home to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell bunts towards the mound. Shance fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shance fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra strikes out. One out. Bobby Shance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shance hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Vallow hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Shance covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 4 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses pinch hits for Mike Guerra. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Art Houdeman pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lapon is walked intentionally. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Houdeman moves to third. Lapon moves to second. Hank Reeb pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb strikes out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 5 in the game, with two doubles. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Houdeman scores. Lapon moves to third. Lake moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.